Thank you, Damian, and good evening, everyone. It's been a busy day for Pacific Gas and Electric crews, as well as county road workers and Caltrans. High winds overnight and heavy rain throughout the day have left their mark on the county. Earlier this morning, there were several power outages throughout the county, with nearly 1,000 customers in and around Myrtletown left in the dark. But as of this afternoon, that number has dropped significantly. The PG&E outage map shows approximately 200 customers in the Humboldt Hill area still without power. The rain has caused localized flooding on city streets in Eureka, Arcata, and Fortuna, while local rivers and streams have risen as the rain has continued. The rain is expected to stop this evening with showers later on, but be prepared for pooled water on local roads, particularly in low-lying areas. Road conditions are a concern for anyone driving while the storm system moves through the region, and Caltrans wants to alert drivers that several passes have been covered in snow. You'll need chains on Highway 299 at Berry Summit, as well as on Highway 199 in Del Norte County, just south of the Oregon border. Caltrans also wants to remind motorists to have an emergency kit in your vehicle before you set out. Flares, blankets, food, water, and a flashlight, and if possible, a portable cell phone charger. Be sure to check road conditions before you leave, and be prepared for inclement weather, with detours and road closures a possibility. Arcata police are currently searching for three people suspected of committing an armed robbery at the Days Inn on Valley West yesterday afternoon. The victim told officers he had shared a room for a few days with a 29-year-old woman named Patrice Denham of Texas. The victim reported that he was alone in the room when Denham, accompanied by two men, both white male adults, and armed with knives, burst into the room and demanded he take them to a storage unit where they hoped to find valuables. The victim said that he and Denham got into his pickup truck while the other two men got into their vehicle. The victim stated that he then deliberately crashed into the suspect's vehicle, causing the two men to flee on foot, while Denham jumped from his truck and got into her red Honda Civic, license plate number 64R4424, and fled the scene. Anyone with information about the incident or with information as to the whereabouts of the suspects is asked to contact Arcata Police. Sheriff Mike Downey has been fighting budget constraints since he was elected to the office in 2008, including restraints on hiring new deputies. Yesterday, Sheriff Downey announced that the Bear River Band of the Ronerville Rancheria filled one of those positions when it agreed to an initial two-year $300,000 agreement to fund a patrol deputy position. That deputy will patrol the Eel River Valley to Fields Landing, and there is an option for extending the agreement after the initial 2 years. The Rancheria stated that it wants to ensure additional law enforcement presence in the area and to increase public safety in the Eel River Valley, and worked closely with Supervisor Rex Bone to get the contract done. The Sheriff's Office still has two vacant deputy positions, as well as 15 other positions that have been frozen due to a series of budget cuts over the past 5 years. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The new year, by its very definition, brings change, and as we head into 2013, change will be very evident on the County Board of Supervisors. Jimmy Smith retired and was replaced by Rex Bone, while incumbent Cliff Clendenin in the 2nd District lost a close race to challenger Estelle Fennell. Mark Lovelace, who was in his second term, took a moment to look back at 4 years of working with Clendenin.
Cliff and I both came onto the board at the same time 4 years ago, and we were both the new guys then, and now we're the old guys, and next year I'll be the only old guy on the board. Cliff has been really great to work with because he didn't really bring a particular agenda one way or another to his work. His goal was to try to represent as best as he could the entirety of a very diverse and sometimes divided district.
Clendenin was elected following a three-way race that included Johanna Rodoni as a write-in candidate and Fennell, and represented a diverse political and economic area. Lovelace pointed to Clendenin's good nature and work ethic.
The word that comes to mind to describe Cliff to me is earnest or enthusiastic. Yeah, that he, even in the middle of some very difficult and long-seated, intractable issues, he always stayed very, very optimistic about the ability to get to a good outcome. And he always seemed excited about the thought that we can resolve this thing, even if it had been going on for 40 years.
With Fennell joining in January, coupled with Bone, the board takes on a new look in the coming year, even to who wields the gavel, which in 2013 will be Ryan Sundberg. And that's the news on this rainy Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.